This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com.
Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by a guest co-host today. You know her because she's been on plenty with the Royal Court Review and with the DCA charity. It's Cassandra Callahan. Good morning, Cassandra. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great. Hope you are.
Oh yeah, this is my favorite time of the year, right? Summer. How do you complain in this summertime? When you're outside and it's like 8:15 and it's still light outside, there's just something good about this time of year. You know, I have winter blues, so whenever it gets cold and dark early, it affects my psyche. But summertime, that's all me. I'm a happy camper right about now. So
give me the fall and winter anytime. South Carolina, we're already, you know, 90% humidity.
Okay. So actually, you know what? It wasn't intended, but that's literally like a play into the show that we have today, because we were talking about a topic that can be a tip type show. And we realize we're both parents. We have taken trips to Walt Disney World in the summertime with our kids. And people are like, yeah, we go on vacation with our families all the time. But this is different. This is a different environment. It's like a completely different vacation than people are used to. And if you've not been to Florida in the summertime or Florida in the summertime with kids, and if you've not gone before, you are unprepared. You're unprepared right for what's going to be in front of you.
Right. This is not the summertime at the beach in Florida.
Correct.
Where you're going to relax.
Correct. So we figured what we're going to do is we're going to construct 10, 12, 13 tips of what we have done, tips and tricks to get through that vacation with kids in the summertime. But before we start, I want to go and bring up a few things because we've got a good list here, but we also have our hands on Cassandra right now, and Cassandra works for DVC-Rental, right? And so I figured what we would do is we've got a DVC expert on. Let's just throw some quick questions at you for some gut responses. Are you okay with that? You cool with that?
I'm okay with that, but Scott, did you hear that? DVC expert.
Expert, hashtag expert, right? So, well, first off, I shouldn't have given the title out, but everyone knows by now. But what do you do with DVC-Rental? What is your official like responsibility? Like throw it together like in like three words. What do you do?
Booking specialist. Or reservation booking specialist.
Boom. There you go. So like, this is something people aren't still aware of. If there's a DVC resort that you might think, well, I'm not a DVC member. I can only stay at Port Orleans, French Quarter, or Riverside. The answer is no, that's not true. You can stay at any of the deluxe resorts, which is a DVC resort. So we're talking Bay Lake Tower, even the, you know, the Polynesian Studios are considered DVC along with. You can stay at any DVC resort and you would go through a company like DVC-Rental. And in fact, what happens is the owners who own this timeshare from Disney, for any number of reasons, might decide they don't want to use the points or might want the money allocated for something else. And they might rent the points out and you could obtain this trip and stay at one of these deluxe resorts. And it oftentimes it's cheaper than like staying and booking directly through like a room at Disney. Do I have that all correct?
Yep. 40 to 50% cheaper.
You're yes. always posting things like, hey, look at this special 7 days over like the 4th of July. And I'm like, dang, that's like $275 a day. And like, okay, if you're listening, you're right. Like, wow, that's a lot of money. But like, we're talking Disney money. So Disney money is different, right? You know?
Oh, yeah, it is. Look, you know, you may get Pop Century for $275 a day, but you're not going to get, you know, Old Key West, mm-hmm. Copper Creek, you know, Grand Floridian for $275 a day. So, yeah. And with the deluxe resorts comes additional benefits.
It's awesome. So yeah. Look at the website, DVC-Rental, or find Cassandra, you know, in their Facebook group or an EdCat or whatever, and she can help guide you through that process. But even when I see you posting things, there are many of them that I just may respond with like an emoji, but I'm like, dang, that's a really good deal. Especially the ones that like get closer. If you have flexibility, if you're a Florida resident or South Carolina or Georgia or something like that, and you can get away like next weekend, sometimes they're like smoking hot deals. Like you couldn't find them on Expedia for like the hotel right up the road, and you could get them at like a really good price. So it does happen. So anyways,
it does happen. Yep. Definitely keep an eye on our website.
All right. So let's just say you've got a mom and a dad and boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, and they want to get away for a quick weekend with no kids, which is like the, type situation. Mm-hmm. Give me your top three resorts that it would be a couple's weekend. It could be anything, but no kids involved. Give me your top three resorts.
So top three resorts would be the Riviera.
Okay.
The Grand Floridian.
Okay.
And the Boardwalk.
Nice. Okay. So tell me why the Riviera. Explain that one to me. Why would the Riviera?
So the Riviera is just an upscale resort. It's very compact. It has a lot of, it has Topolino's. And of course, Topolino's has a character breakfast in the morning. But it also has signature dining in the evening. They have a coffee bar. You can take the Skyliner to access other resorts. Of course, Epcot, Hollywood Studios. But it's just kind of a luxurious vibe. And that's kind of what leads into Grand Floridian as well. Mm-hmm. So it would be a really romantic stay. Also at the Riviera, you can get a tower studio, which sleeps too. And so that could save you quite a bit of money as well.
I'm seeing a trend here. So let's go all fancy and like wealthy with no kids. But like when the kids are coming out, it's like, let's stay. Right. I get the trend. I see that. And Boardwalk is one that I have probably turned around on. And at first I've stayed there. And honestly, it was big and I didn't enjoy how loud it was. And the more I visit it, the more I enjoy it. And I could see that just a fun environment, like just enjoyable, not pretentious. It is what it is, right? You know?
Right. And they have the nightlife and Atlantic Dance Hall, Jelly Rolls, which has the dueling piano bar. So there's a lot of opportunities for like, I guess, dates within where you're staying. And then obviously the walkway to Epcot. You can get to Hollywood Studios as well from there. But if you want to go to the World Showcase, you know, you can, it's easy walk from Boardwalk. So, the reason why we do like Boardwalk as a family, but the quick service options there are really limited for kids.
Yes. That's what I remember. Yes. That was part of what soured me when
we went. We struggled as a family at Boardwalk. I mean, we'll definitely stay there again, but we may have to walk to Epcot and the UK to get Parker his fish and chips.
There you go. Okay. So now we're past that. We've had our date weekend. Let's say you're bringing your family of four or five and give me your top three resorts to bring the kids with you. So this is now the entire family's coming and you're talking all the amenities. We're talking quick service options. We're talking pools and we're talking other resort amenities like giraffes. I mean, tell me, right?
How did you know that was on my list? I mean, that was going to be my number one, Animal Kingdom, you know.
Right? It's so hard to argue that. It's like, here, look at this giraffe. Holy cripes, it's a freaking giraffe, right?
I mean, obviously not only are the kids going crazy about it, but the adults are as well. It's just a great family resort. Mm-hmm. So you have the animal viewing, you have the cultural representatives there that can teach you a lot, you know, about the animals and their, I guess, heritage or, you know, where they're from. Mm-hmm. There's a shuttle. So there's two resorts within Animal Kingdom Lodge. There's Jumbo House and then there's Kidani, but it's a very short distance away. There's a shuttle that goes back and forth. Community Hall at Kidani. So a lot of activities for the kids there, you know, making necklaces, tie-dyeing t-shirts, you know, making just all kinds of different things. So there's a lot of family activities within Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay. Give me number two and number three.
Number two, Polynesian, my family's favorite resort. So they have a fantastic pool. Their splash pad is probably one of our favorites for the kids. Pineapple lanai, Dole Whips. It just has overall energetic vibe. Like if you're, while we would still stay at Polynesian as a couple, it's not very low key because you get a lot of traffic that comes through that's not staying there. You know what I mean? And then you have the character breakfast with Lilo, Stitch, Mickey, and Pluto for breakfast at Ohana.
Okay. So. And number three,
Beach Club, which is not a shocker. So this is directly across the street from Boardwalk, but it has Stormalong Bay Pool, which is arguably the best pool on property. And why I feel like the Beach Club is the most sought after, especially with renting DVC points, Beach Club is. And so it has a sand bottom pool. It's shared with Yacht Club. So you have to be staying at Yacht Club or Beach Club. And they give you wristbands to get into this pool. So then you have Beaches and Cream, which is, you know, sundaes, but also, you know, kind of your diner style meals. And then character meals at Cape May Cafe.
Wow. And so what do we leave out in our list? What are the resorts that we haven't mentioned? We haven't mentioned Old Key West.
So that was my runner up for adult stay.
Nice.
Just because it's, it's just a very relaxing vibe. You know, large studios. It's a large campus. The cast members are some of the best that we've encountered there. But it's just a very chill. If you just want a relaxing stay, Old Key West, Saratoga Springs as well. You know, you can boat from Old Key West or Saratoga Springs over to, over to Disney Springs. So if you plan to stay a lot of time over at Disney Springs, that's an option as well.
I thought that might sneak onto your list, actually, Saratoga, for the date weekend. If only because when you walk through Disney Springs, you always look at the restaurants. You're like, yeah, that's cool. We really should go and dine there one day. And then it never quite makes the list back up, right? There's so many options. And that would be a really cool 3-day break with your wife or whoever and be like, hey, let's go try, STK. Let's go try, and now it's right next door. So it literally is on property minus a boat ride, right? So I thought that might sneak on there. Okay. Give me a sleeper restaurant, a DVC resort sleeper restaurant that people haven't visited or probably haven't visited, but you have gone to and you thought, this is a really cool place. It's on our list now, our regular rotation. Give me one place that you hit. All right. Maybe I made that too specific. Just give me one. Yeah. Okay. You got one. Good.
I do. In fact, it was our most recent visited DVC restaurant, which is at Old Key West. And that is Olivia's. And they are known to have some of the best fried chicken on property. And so it's generally pretty easy to get into. We made a last minute reservation. In fact, we modified it to add an additional person with no problem. And the fried chicken and the mashed potatoes and gravy were incredible. So it would be Olivia's. And apparently they have an extremely good brunch as well.
Cassandra, I've eaten there as well, too, multiple times because it is regularly available on short-term booking. And I've never been disappointed as I've left there. I've always gone away from there being like, ooh, that was really good. That was really good.
Very easy to get to because you can park, have no issues finding parking and just walk directly up to. There's no hop, skip, jump, go through, because with some of the resorts, like if you go to eat at Topolino's, at the guard shack, they're going to make sure you have a reservation, because there's such limited parking. So it's very easy to get into Olivia's and very good. We would happily go there again.
So I'm a DVC member and I've bought and sold multiple contracts. I'm a DVC member and I haven't quite stayed on property for a few years now. And I'm usually in renting point mode, but it takes me just 3 minutes to go back for a resort tour or I'm eating Scottish Shannon or something like that for me to remember why I joined in the first place. It takes me just a few seconds for me to remember the smell of the lobby and like see the cast members and almost like feel the amenities to make me say, yeah, that was a good decision. I'm glad I did that. It doesn't take long. I was thinking when you were saying you can park right outside of Olivia's, boy, I've been at the Boardwalk, and that's quite a walk from the parking lot through.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I love the walk. I love looking at the massive painting in like the convention center. And it's like, I've never been disappointed to take that walk. That's okay with me, So I get that.
Right.
All right. Let's get into our show here. So as I look back at the library of Dubs episodes, show 24 back when 2016, it was literally titled Dealing with the Extreme Heat in Walt Disney World. So this show is going to be similar. So it's going to be dealing with the heat in the summer at Walt Disney World with kids, and like our best tips to survive that vacation. And notice how I use the word survive, because if you go in November or you go in April, it's a different experience. When you go through July, June, August, a lot of that comes down to, I say this kind of tongue
survival.
it is survival mode. And that is one of the first things, there are going to be tips, but that is one of the first things that I just want to state is that I see families with unrealistic expectations of what this trip should be, right? Mm-hmm. You've booked 7 days. It's going to be magical, dang it. You know, and I could see that mode right now. We've got park tickets for all 7 days or for 6 of 7 days. And I already can tell it's going to be a bad trip. It's going to be something less than what you expected to be, because you're probably not a veteran of the parks. So what's the intent? The intent is going to be, it's going to be open to close. It's going to be in the 98 degree, 100% humidity mm-hmm. heat. You got little ones in tow. So like, I'm just going to throw this out there almost ahead, because I've led up to it, is that realize, you know, that you're not going to see everything during the day. Right? You're just not going to do it. Even if you have 7 days of tickets in a 7 day trip, you aren't going to see everything. You aren't going to do everything. And there's right. no reason to put your family through that situation. So you right. may want to go and, you know, understand what is the goal at the end of the day. Do you want to see these 7 attractions, these 6 attractions? And just realize you're not going to accomplish all. But why try? Because right. you might start off the trip on day one and day two in a great mood, but it's going to catch up to you. You're going to hit it on 3 or 4 or 5. And that's where you see the bad parent exchange, the bad kid exchange, the moment of blowout. That's where you see that, is everyone's patience are just worn thin, because it's not only you that have that expectation. It's literally the 53 other thousand people that are in that park today that has that expectation as well too. So just understand that these trips, you should pace yourself and whatnot. So
right. anyways,
It is survival.
That was one of mine, was flexibility and patience are key. And my husband was, you know, I spouted these off to him, and he was just like, patience, mm-hmm. patience, you know. And if things begin to spiral, which has happened to our family many a times, just find a shaded area, you know, or AC, you know, queue, and just sit there, decompress, collect yourselves, because it can really, like I said, spiral.
Yes. Know? In that same tip, since we went right into the tips here. So I have also in the same like bullet point, don't be afraid to just sit down or let the kids play in the splash pad or the play area or on Tom Sawyer Island, because you never realize where the memories come from and what they take away. What you think they're going to take away from that trip and what really happens in that trip is two different things. My kids have memories of trips that I'm like, that's what you remember? That's what you remember from that freaking vacation, was that? But that's okay. If you allow the kids to run all around Tom Sawyer Island, completely boring for you maybe as a mom or dad, but to them, that could be the highlight of the day. Mm-hmm. But it could also be that moment of where they just need to regulate themselves in any number of ways. Even if it happens to be in the Dumbo queue, that's completely cool. And so don't be afraid to let that happen. Sometimes memories occur from the weirdest spots, you know? So that just plays on, you're not going to see everything. So.
Right.
Anyways, let's go with you. Do you have any order, or you just started firing them off on your list?
I just started firing them off. And I, as they came to my brain, I jotted them down. So they are not like, this is my top, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously, number one, outside of just take a step back, find a shaded area, was just make sure you're prepared. Go, you know, freezing water bottles, you know, freezing Gatorades, fans, cooling towels, sunblock. Just make sure you're prepared. I mean, pack some snacks, you know, the heat plus, you know, being hungry, that can escalate quickly as well. So, and of course, you know, don't be afraid to ask for ice water. Every quick service location mm-hmm. offers ice water. So.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra, you just lopped off like 8 of mine at one fell swoop. But no, because I'll explain a little further, because it comes from experience. But everything we're recommending today, it comes from a bad experience that we've learned about, and we're like, we ain't gonna ever do that again, you know. So mm-hmm. your tip about hydration, So you're on vacation, right? You're in the middle of Ohio. You're enjoying your trip to Cincinnati, and the sun feels very much like your sun at home. And it's like, boy, that's a hot day. And you're surviving. It's nothing like Florida in the summertime. I can't explain that further enough. So as an example, Lisa and I, last year, the day before the hurricane struck the Tampa region, we were actually in the Tampa region, walking on the beach, collecting sun shells at Fort DeSoto Beach, very farther point of like the Tampa region. We were out there for maybe an hour. It was wonderful. We were completely relaxed. We went home that day. We were both lobster pink. And we're like, good Lord, we were outside for like less than an hour. You have no idea what the sun is like. It is a different version of the world. So things like hydration, you have no idea how fast that water soaks away from you and wicks away from your body. So if you feel like you're hydrated, it's too late. It literally is too late, right? If you feel like you're thirsty, it's too late. You're already
dehydrated. Keep pounding water all day. Just keep pounding water
all day. And your Gatorade tip, it's genius. Buy the little bottles, not the big monsters, because that's freaking heavy. Buy the little bottles and stuff them in your backpack. If you freeze them overnight, it'll last like 6 hours, 8 hours. And by 2:30 or 3 o'clock, little Audrey's happy because she's opening Riptide Rush as opposed to getting a cup of water, which is boring as it can be.
Florida water.
Right? Well, so you know. Freeze those. It was a great tip. I can't recommend that enough. Also, I know people joke about this. Like in terms of Gatorade and like stuff, don't worry about the calories. You're burning calories at a record pace. You have no idea that you're burning down there. So if that Gatorade is 140 calories, unless you're watching your sugar, easy. No problem. Don't even worry about it. If you consume six of them for the day, trust me, you'll feel so much better at 8 o'clock at night than you would if you were just like, you know, consuming water. So freeze those water bottles. All right. Give me the next one. What do you got?
So my suggestion, so you have, is park tour in the morning or park tour at night? If you're not going to do that, take a midday break, you know, around 2 to 4. The other option would, my suggestion, if you're insistent on staying in the parks all day, this is a once in a lifetime trip, buy Genie Plus. Do the standby queue in the morning. Have a lunch at a table service or indoor quick service where you can sit down with AC. But when you get Genie Plus, stack those lightning lanes for the early afternoon after lunch, you know, 3 to 4. So you, every time you can make a lightning lane, you can put them, try and put them as close together in the afternoon as possible. So when it's the heat of the day, you're not standing an hour in a queue. You're just going right through the lightning lane.
Great tip.
So, yeah.
Yeah. The making a park dining reservation in the AC, Shannon saved our bacon last year in California. Cause you know me, I'm like, oh, we can just grab a sandwich. It ain't ever going to work. And you're going to wait 35 minutes in line for some freaking sandwich and you're never sitting together on a table. And it literally provided the respite we needed in the middle of the California heat in the middle of the day. And I am forever grateful to Shannon for saying, no, knucklehead, we're going to get a reservation. So,
yeah,
but back to you, I have my number six was schedule park days and breaks carefully. Be intentional with the number of days in a row. So if you've got 7 days, I'm telling you, I cannot stress this enough. Do not schedule more than 2 or 3 days in a row at a park. You will regret that with the kids. There's no way they could sustain that pace and still be like receptive to like ideas and suggestions and reasonable. You can't do it. So don't be afraid to schedule like a pool day or a shopping day or a pin trading day in the middle. It will completely save the rest of the trip. It's all good when you start. It is never good when it ends. I've seen that from experience. Don't do that. It just sets you up for failure. So
yeah, our first DVC stay, we did not have annual passes at the time and we did not schedule a break day. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we were there for 7 days. And by the end of it, we just said, poo with it. We're just going to eat the ticket cost. Cause like, we were staying at the Polynesian. We're like, we're just camping out here. You know what I mean? And it was a fantastic day.
And plus when you're buying tickets, if you're buying 7 days worth of tickets, really the fifth, sixth and seventh day,
so much cheaper.
Yeah. And in your mind, you're like, oh my gosh, we don't want to waste those tickets. but you really only pay like an extra like $20 on the sixth and seventh day. Go at nighttime. Go for 3 hours at nighttime. Right. You still get your good value, but yeah, don't feel like you need to go and beat the park system pricing to make sure you get full value, because you just won't end up happy. All right, give me the next one. What do you got?
So go off of what you indicated with like a resort day, potentially splurge on a resort with a great pool. Moderates and deluxe resorts have slides. Some resorts offer cabanas for rent. Select DVC resorts have community halls, like I discussed before, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Bay Lake Tower, Riviera, Boardwalk, Old Key West, and Saratoga Springs. You know, those are, if you're doing a resort day, you have the pool, you can go to community hall and do activities, that kind of thing. And of course, you know, our first Disney stay was at Pop Century and we loved it. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be a moderate. It's in what you're expecting from a resort mm-hmm. stay.
There's never been a time where the kids have gone to the pool, they've come away from the pool and be like, I am so bored. Like it never exists. Kids will entertain themselves anywhere. And it just gives mom and dad that moment to sit back or go in the water, you know, but sit back in the chair. And it does help bring the trip kind of like back to like the normal line, you know,
right. An actual vacation.
Maybe. Right. I'm going to state something later on. You mentioned something earlier and this just works for me personally and for my family. So I'm going to combine two of my tips in one. I have eat before you leave the room, even if it's something as low as granola bars or Pop-Tarts. And I'm not saying like have a gigantic meal prepared for yourself, but if you are a late breakfast eater and you skip breakfast and you're like, I'll just grab something when I'm there. Sometimes that opportunity doesn't reveal itself until like 11:30. And at that point you're hungry, you're angry, angry, you know, and at that point it's already gone. So you need to eat early because again, you have no idea about how many calories you're burning in this trip. The sheer walk from your room to the bus, and then from your bus to the, let's just say the ferry at Magic Kingdom, and from the ferry into the middle of the park, that's well past a mile. You're at almost a mile and a half, maybe even 2 miles at that point. You have no idea that you've already burned that many calories. And you're like, I'm exhausted. Yeah, you're exhausted because of the 95 degree heat, the 100% humidity, the 2 mile walk, and you haven't eaten anything. So make sure you put something in your belly early. Now, what I also have is eat frequently. So when you're packing your bag, you mentioned earlier, pack snacks. Make sure they're non-perishable. Make sure they don't have freaking chocolate. No chocolate, you know. Make sure it can withstand the summertime heat. But eat every hour and a half, 2 hours, something. I'm not saying get a corn dog. I'm not saying get a burger. But make sure you're consuming something. Because again, food in Florida, it's fuel. And in order for you to stay like the reasonable adult that you need to be, you need to consume fuel. So don't be afraid. Pack a ton. Buy a whole box of have my friend Jessica Summers with Vacation Grocery Delivery, have them deliver you a whole boatload of snacks that you can pack. Fruit snacks, granola bars, anything that's non-perishable. It really helps. And honestly, if you're there for that long, you're like, no, I'm going to buy the dining plan. Well, good on you. I never have. But you
still need snacks.
Yeah,
exactly. We have our time slot reserved with Jessica already because we're going to be placing an order.
Plus, you know what? You can be the snack bearer for everybody, and then all of a sudden they'll be extra nice to you because you hold the key to their
happiness,
right? So, okay, what else you got?
All right, so I just wrote this one as we were discussing, and then Chris, this is a tip for you.
Wear a hat because I'm bald.
No, become familiar with mobile ordering.
Oh. Well, that's why I got you.
Yes.
That was my exact words. We were on vacation in November. And I was like, Cassandra, just you make the reservation. Just tell me where to go. That's why I have you.
So we have, particularly at Sunshine Tree Terrace, where you can get Dole Whips and our favorite I Love You float. I will make a mobile order on my phone and it'll immediately be ready. Almost. And there is a line of 30 people in the regular queue standing in the sun, waiting to get up to the cash register to place an ice cream or Dole Whip order in the baking sun. And I just become familiar with mobile ordering because you can mobile order, you can hide out in the shade, you can go get your food or your snacks, and then just find a place to sit.
I agree with everything you say. I do think it's excessive when you walk by those people and you say, sucker, and loser as you walk by them. I do think that's a little excessive. Crazy. Right?
Crazy.
Be nicer about yourself, would you, woman? All right. That is a good tip, except when you're traveling with me and it's like, hey, don't you have a Disney
podcast? Y'all travel with Malik, just be prepared to mobile order for him. He'll Venmo.
Don't you have a Disney podcast? Haven't you been on the air for 8 years? Yes. That's why I got you. Anyways, you mentioned something earlier. I want to chime back in on it, and it's apply sunblock. So either you're in the camp of you use sunblock or bring it on and you don't use sunblock. Right. But I'm a sunblock person and my family is sunblock people. And we're going to go back to that Florida sun. It's different than where you live unless you live in South Carolina or Georgia. But it's different than the Chicago sunshine or the Michigan sunshine or the wherever you live. It's just different. And you don't realize how quick it sneaks up on you. The reason I say apply sunblock is, oh, that's really good. You're protecting your skin against skin cancer, which is true in the long term. But in the short term, you have no idea how fast that burns. So day one, you're all good. And you're like, ooh, I'm a little pink. Maybe tomorrow I'll take care of it. And then you're in a rush. So you leave. And by day two, you're super freaking pink. And then you go back to that room at nighttime and you can't sleep. Or worse than that, you start to feel sick. So day three, that's gone. You've already lost day three. Mm-hmm. And you might lose day four based on how sick you really feel. So I can't stress how important it is to put that base layer of sunblock on before you leave. And then just buy the aerosol. You know, I know it's like, hey, avoid avenobenzene, whatever. You're in triage mode at this point. Keep on hitting yourself up for sunblock. You are going to be a sweaty, sticky mess no matter what happens. But at least you're not pink. And if you go from pink to bright red, you know, yikes, that's a nightmare.
It which is, and it can happen fast.
Oh, very, so very quickly.
Fast. Or you're looking, you know, like Cassandra, normal skin tone, Chris, normal, you know, pale. And you're like, oh, I'm fine. Go back to the resort. And that sunburn has taken just a little bit of time to develop.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're a lobster. And you're like, where did that come from?
And it can be so destructive. So let me just go right into my next tip. I have make sure everyone wears good footwear. So I know you've heard me say this, you know, I wear gym shoes and socks and some people wear flip-flops or sandals, whatever the case is, make sure it's comfortable. I see a lot of bad parenting decisions where the kids develop blisters or mom and dad develop blisters. And that brings the whole trip, bam, it's done because you're miserable. Ask Stacey and I about this. You're miserable because you got blisters. But another tip on there is it goes back to the sunblock. If you wear flip-flops, you're like, I got my arms, I got my neck, I got my legs. You didn't get your feet. And you're like, it won't happen. I absolutely will freaking happen. And your feet are super sensitive because they're not used to being exposed to the sun.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. And now you've got either like terrible tan marks or you have like feet that are like the color of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and you can't do anything the rest of the day. Yeah. So make sure you cover your feet with sunblock. Especially if you like to wear flip-flops or Keens or whatever the case is.
Like my Tevas, you know, like what Stacy has and recommended to me. They have the crisscross straps, you know, and they look really cute. But yes, if you don't, just sunblock your feet. Sunblock your feet.
Exactly. Okay, what else you got?
Okay, so my other suggestion with conquering summer with children, strollers, and this is controversial, strollers even for the bigger littles. I'm not talking a 14-year-old, but like Audrey is almost six and she has a stroller. And yes, some children are able to walk 20 miles a day, you know, without a stroller and without a meltdown, but the heat just exacerbates it. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can rent a stroller from Disney, $15 a day for a single stroller that has to stay in the parks. Mm-hmm. We bring our own stroller.
Cassandra also, and unlike dad being the pack mule carrying the backpack that's 183 degrees, you can stuff all your crap in that stroller, right?
And I'll be sad the day that we have to get rid of our stroller.
But it's a momentous day. It's the day that like the page turns and vacations become just a little different because it's less space in the car, right? It's less space on vacation. It's a momentous day for people that like, okay, now we're actually a family on vacation. We are a little more nimble. So
we do not use a stroller anywhere else, but just to Disney. So
again, we've harped on this. You're unprepared for what the Florida summer feels like if you've not been there before. And if you're intending on staying several days, I got another tip about food. And this is one I've experienced. So with DVC, you usually get yourself in the studios. Do they have fridges in all the studios, Cassandra, for DVC?
Well, there's some now that are beverage coolers.
Okay.
So like Grand Floridian. So they don't keep it as cool as, say, a refrigerator would. But they most every other resort has a little mini fridge.
Okay. So yeah. Utilize that mini fridge. When we stayed, we pretty much gravitated to the one bedroom quickly. We were like, we need the space. So we need the fridge and we need the
freezer.
Room. We need,
yes. Correct. Yes.
So my tip is make sure you have food in your room when you return. And I'm not saying granola bars, but I am saying things like frozen pizzas and lunch meat and bread and ramen noodles and pretzels. Make sure you have things in your room because it's possible that you're in a park and you figure, well, we'll grab something a little later in the evening. And then that dinner becomes later and later and later. And you realize, oh, crap, you only got an hour and a half left. I don't want to take that time in a restaurant. We'll just eat when we get back to the room. And then you're like, dang it, all I've got is Pringles in the room. And you're like, well, we'll just stop off at Roaring Forks and we'll get some food. Well, the line's like 17 people. And now you're really aggravated because you've made bad decision on bad decision on bad decision. Yes. And if you have a few DiGiorno's, again, like
have vacation, Easy Mac, you know, right? Those yeah. little Easy Mac packets.
Have vacation grocery delivery delivered for you, right? Who cares? Put it in your freezer. You'll be so grateful that you can go back home. You can pop in the shower so you don't got to smell, you know, like sweat monster. And then you can pop that pizza in the oven. And then you have a hot meal. And there's nothing better than like having that meal prepare itself, you know, while you're like getting yourself like reacclimated to a normal human being. But right. Make sure there's food. Now, if you're staying in a place like Pop Century where you're like, we don't have a refrigerator, I get you.
There is a mini fridge at Pop Century.
Okay, there you go. Make sure you
are. Not a place for your frozen pizzas, but.
Lunch meat, right? Okay. Carl Budding lunch meat, bread.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They have a microwave. Maybe they don't.
It's almost worth having, Cassandra, even if you never use it. It's the reassurance that, okay, if I wasted this $10 on groceries, I don't really even care. But in addition to have a few bottles of diet Sprite or ginger ale or LaCroix or something in there, there's nothing better than coming home and be like, oh yeah, that's good. I'm looking so
good. Loaf of bread and some peanut butter and jelly. I mean, right. There you go.
Make sure it's in there for you. I have other things like I have Pop-Tarts, Gatorade, I have protein bars, pretzels,
Cheez-Its.
Things
like that. Yeah. Cheez-Its are a big thing with us.
Correct.
It means, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So one of the things, the three of us out of the four of us went recently and one of the, and it was very, very hot. And one of the things that we did to cool off, but was still an activity, was we went pin trading everywhere we went. And most of those pin boards are inside. So we pin traded around the world at Epcot. You know, you have all the KidCot stations in the countries, and each of those locations has a pin board. We would stop in all the, you know, resorts within distance and then the shops. So, and of course, you can take a ride on the monorail, ride on the Skyliner, you know. And so we just did a lot of pin trading and, you know, enjoyed the time in the air conditioning.
Nice. So on this show, we're going to give you reality as opposed to like what you find your pins, however you need to find your pins on eBay or whatever you need to do to find the pins that suit your price point the best. But we have found, we loved pin trading and we still do. We still pack our pockets full of pins and our lanyards. There's a really cool feeling upon engaging with the cast member and letting the kids be in charge of their own decision. Even my 18-year-olds, last summer when we were there, they still enjoy pin.
That was very hard for me, letting Audrey pick her own pin off the pin board. And I'm like, no. But then, you know, sometimes she gets really good ones and it's ones that I wanted, but she traded for it first. So,
well, just make sure there's no like keepers on that lanyard. Make sure the lanyard is full of traders.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
No, you don't want to trade that. What are you trying to do? I know that feeling.
Yes.
Here's one of mine. Here, take a new family selfie every day, right? On vacation, everybody becomes picture taker extraordinaire. But take a family selfie every day in the morning. And here's why. Maybe you're not going to keep that as the vacation memory, but should your kid get lost, you've got a documented picture of what they're wearing that day. Ooh. And you could zoom in and show the cast member, this is exactly what she looks like. This is the orange shirt that says Gatorland. You know, make sure because I got a couple orange shirts that say Gatorland. Yeah. Who doesn't have an orange shirt that says Gatorland?
In case we lose Chris Malik, we can find him on that day.
But it's exactly what you look like on that day. Because a lot of times you'll say, oh, well, she was in a pool, so her hair's matted backward. No, that doesn't look like her. Okay, let me find the next one. And now you're jacking around trying to find a picture, you know? So make, there you go. Make sure you have a picture every day.
All right.
I got one more left. What do you got? How many more you got left?
I would say like three.
Okay. Then how about we go with one of yours and then one of mine, and then you can close with a couple more of yours.
Okay. So, water park day, Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach. And that could be, you know, on your resort only day or an additional separate day. So,
just as highly themed as any of the theme parks.
Yes.
The water parks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The details are there. Everything is just as highly themed. We've been to Typhoon Lagoon. I've never been to Blizzard Beach, but I've been to Typhoon Lagoon a few times. I loved it. I thought it was just awesome. So don't be afraid to do that. I have, which parlays into my picture tip, because the crowds are always massive. There's a really cool meme. It's like, oh, I go to Disney in summer for a nice relaxing vacation, and you see Main Street, and there's like 38 trillion people on Main Street. Because the crowds are massive. When you walk into a park, any park, it doesn't matter, pick an obvious location or something that can be easily directed to as the rally point, as the meetup point. Parker gets lost, right? Parker goes to the bathroom and Cassandra's in the shop buying a new Dooney and Burke, which is sounds like a real
potential. It could happen.
It's a scenario.
It happened last trip.
Right. Yeah. And Parker can't find mom. But then, you know, if Parker, for some reason, the phone's dead, he knows they're going to meet by Space Mountain. He knows they're going to meet by, you know, the Speedway. Pick a rally point for the family. And that way, even if they're 7, 8, 9 and you're panicked, they know you're going to meet by the castle at this point in the specific spot. But be specific. Don't just say the castle. It's a big freaking castle.
Yeah.
And make sure everyone's completely clear on that, that you're going to meet by this spot. And it at least give you a little more reassurance. You're like, oh, I could never lose a kid. Dude, it happens every day to the best of families because people are in the bathroom coming and going. People are in the shop. You never quite know that the Emporium entrance has got 38 exits all up and down Main Street. And you don't know which one you're going to come out of, you know. So it does happen. It happens to the best of us. All right. Close with your last two.
All right. So one of what I would consider being a great place to visit with a little, say Audrey's age, she's 5, would be Storybook Circus at Magic Kingdom. It's, you know, the older part of Fantasyland, I believe. Is that correct? So there's indoor queues for meet and greets, Donald Duck, Goofy, Minnie Mouse, and Daisy Duck. They have a large covered area that you could sit down and kind of decompress. They have a shop, but most importantly, they have Casey Jr. Splash and Soak Station. So it's themed after Casey Jr., the train in Dumbo, carting the circus animals. And it's just a huge splash area for the kids. And so we walked by and there were so many kids playing around it. And I almost let Audrey go into it. But then we were going to the meet and greet.
Maybe pack an extra pair of clothes too. So, you know, that you'll know that day that it's no problem. They're wet. It's no problem. We'll get it dried off.
So, but really I think the most important tip is take advantage of shows with indoor cues, Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, Mickey's Philhar Magic, Monsters, Inc. There's so many within the four parks. Frozen Sing-Along, I think, is a covered area. Tough to Be a Bug at Animal Kingdom. And then at Epcot World Showcase, you know, you have so many options for indoor queue areas. So maybe research before you go. And this way you can alternate between standing in lines that are not air conditioning to going into an area that, you know, a queue that is air conditioned or covered.
All right, Cassandra, I lied. I got one more and I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because I feel like it has value. This is the down and dirty. This is the honest truth. So if you're, again, be careful here. If you're not peeing regularly on vacation on this trip, you're dehydrated. So this is the truth in Florida. If you're not peeing regularly, you're not drinking. Like you go, hey, you know, I haven't gone to the bathroom. I haven't gone to the bathroom all day. And you're like, uh-oh, it's already too late. So if you're not going to the bathroom regularly, you're not consuming enough fluid. It goes back to like tip number one or two that we
guilty.
Give.
I mean, guilty. Like I had to think, when's the last time Audrey went to the restroom? When's the last time I went to the restroom?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just, you know, pounding like a Gatorade. It. I mean, like I said, you would probably, I would probably have to take, drink two or three just to catch up.
Correct.
Catch up, you know.
So realize that if you can't remember when you went to the bathroom last, that's a problem, you know? And like, right. Oh yeah, no, that it should be so obvious. It's not. You're on vacation. There's a million things going on. You're keeping your family together. You're waiting in line. You're trying to figure out how long it's going to take at Columbia Harbor House to get your light fish, you know, your lighthouse sandwich. You just forget these things. So, you know, just remember if you're not going to the bathroom regularly.
I also did have baby care centers. So mm-hmm. if you have, you know, toddlers and infant, you know, there's in every park, there's a baby care center and they have just a lot of amenities there. The kitchen area with the sink, microwave and oven. So for preparing the baby meals, a nursing room for nursing mothers, a feeding area with high chairs, and then just like a main room just for decompressing with all the littles, and then an on-site shop that has everything that you would need for a child if you ran out of diapers, if you ran out of formula, you know, things like that. So mm-hmm. just know where those baby care centers are.
There's a lot of really good parent tips and a lot of good suggestions. So if you're listening today and you're not part of our Facebook friends group, it's called EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. And very soon, so by the time this show is released and within a week or two, you're going to have 50 people from the EDCOT community led by the Royal Court Review. Cassandra's going to be there. Berger's going to be there. Jen Bachman's going to be there. Cindy's going to be there. They're going to be taking a massive family vacation. Our trips as a community are called family vacation. It's going to be in early July. So you're going to see a lot of these people patrolling the park together in a herd, wearing our 5 Katie shirts, mm-hmm. right? As we
look for the bright green shirts with the Christmas tree, our 5 right. Katie shirts.
Exactly. So if you're not part of our listener group, we encourage you to join. So you're going to see a lot of great family vacation pictures. You're going to see a lot of cool tips, a lot of fun memories being made. And we encourage you to join in. There was once a time where I was we didn't have the podcast and I would just join Disney groups and I would see these large trips and I was like, who are these weird people that want to teach together? Until the moment that I was part of the community. And then I realized how much fun it really was. And so we encourage you to join. We encourage you to step out of the back wall and join the crew. It's been something that I think, I don't want to overstate this, but it's something that's changed all of our lives is being part of this together. So we encourage you to join in with us. Did I forget anything here, Cassandra? No.
I'm sure we forgot lots of stuff, but this is, you know.
Well, it's good because every year we approach summer and we think everyone knows these things. But if you're new to Walt Disney World Vacations or even a veteran, you tend to forget these things. Like who brought the Gatorade? And all of a sudden everyone looks around and be like, you know, come on, people, let's get it together.
You may have more tips after our July trip, you know. It's just you learn every time you go what works, what doesn't, you know.
Exactly. Okay, so remember to tune in for us for the Royal Court Review news shows. That's where we hit up some Disney news. We haven't had one for about a month now, so we're going to put up a Royal Court Review news show very soon. And if you are interested in renting a deluxe resort stay, a DVC resort, it's DVC-rental, mm-hmm. right?
So, correct. You can also find us at DVC-rental webpage on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then also Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC on Facebook.
That is the Facebook group.
Exactly. It is the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for my friend Cassandra and for myself, I'd like to thank you for listening today. We want to wish you a great day.
Thank you, guys.